This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card, there's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
You know, I don't like it at all. It's getting warmer out. More of you are taking walks outside where you walk down the street, you stop at the local coffee shop or at a convenience store, and you say, I've got to go run in and get something. And then you leave your dog or dogs tied up outside. That's actually illegal in Chicago, but no one really enforces that. And in most places, it's accepted practice, and that's wrong. And I will talk about that with Chelsea Brownridge, because she came up with a device that might be a solution. I don't know, but we talk about it. It's called the dog Parker. Also, kidney disease is incredibly common in cats, and it occurs in dogs as well. I wonder if it could help if there's a way to detect kidney disease earlier. Well, there now is a way to do that, and we'll talk with Dr. Roberta Relford about this new, it's kind of simple and inexpensive test that does exactly that. I've talked a lot on the radio about Lyme disease. And so let's say you get bitten by a tick or your dog does. Oftentimes there's what's called co-infection involved. So it may be Lyme and it may be another tick disease or two. So it might be Lyme and anaplasmosis, for example, that your dog is infected with, or maybe you could be infected with. Well, now it turns out there's two kinds of Lyme disease? That's right. I'll explain that and I'll talk about that. Is it applicable to dogs? Well, that we're not sure of yet, but I'll talk about what this is all about and why you should be even more concerned than ever before about protecting your dog and, I suppose, protecting yourself as well. We're here to help you ultimately, so I am here to talk to you to take your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS. In Michigan, Lynn, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I am doing good.
Good. What's your question?
My sister-in-law told me that they had read somewhere on the internet that catnip is not good for cats.
What?
Because it is marijuana.
No. It's not. So
I keep telling her no.
No.
If it was marijuana, it would be flying off the shelves. Everybody would be buying it and using it for themselves.
Well, actually, so let me explain a couple of things. First of all, catnip is not marijuana. It's a member of the mint family, actually. But the impact or effects on cats has some of the same effects in a way that marijuana has on people.
It is a hallucinogenic to cats, and it has a disinhibiting effect. First of all, about 20-25%, no one really knows, but a percent of cats aren't even affected by it. And very, very young kittens can care less. And then that gene kicks in for those who have it as they grow older to when, I don't know, they're about 6 months old. And then the catnip takes an effect. And what that effect is depends on the cat. So some cats go yowling. Some cats do somersaults around the house. Some cats scratch at things and run back and forth. And a very small percent of cats, actually, you don't want to give catnip to because they become aggressive. So it depends on the cat as to if there's any effect, what that effect is, if there's an effect at all. However, it is not giving your cat marijuana, and it is legal in all 50 states. Now, interestingly enough, marijuana is being looked at more in dogs than cats, but ultimately will be looked at in cats. I'm talking about medicinal marijuana. Believe it or not, we've done some serious interviews about, and it makes sense, because if medicinal marijuana helps people, it would help pets, we would think, anyway. That would be a strong possibility. You'd want to confirm that. And the thing about dogs and cats is we have no idea what the dosage is. And for cats, because they're so small compared to us, anyway, dosage is really a concern. And what's happened now in Colorado and other places where medicinal marijuana, or for that matter, marijuana, is legal, so you get these cookies or these donuts that have, you know what, infused in the cookies or donut. And unlike a drug, because it's really a drug, right? I mean, people that are getting marijuana, even legally, even if it's not medicinal marijuana, they're getting a drug in a way, and they put it up on the counter. Normally, when we get a prescription drug, we put it in a counter somewhere, close the counter door, and our pets maybe, hopefully, don't get to it. But when you put it up on the counter, and we're talking cookies or donuts, and a dog does get into it, and by the way, the cookies and donuts also have chocolate in it often. So now the dog is getting a huge dose of chocolate, and we know chocolate can be very, very dangerous to dogs or cats. But we're also talking then about cannabis in it as well. And we may take a cookie a day or whatever it is to feel nicely. However, they eat the whole package. And you're talking about an animal that generally is much smaller. So, you know, if the person weighs 150 pounds, most dogs don't weigh 150 pounds. A dog might weigh 30 pounds. And instead of getting one cookie that we would have, or maybe on a good day too, they're eating the whole package of cookies or brownies or whatever it is. So there are adverse effects that are happening that are sometimes pretty serious to our pets that get into this stuff. So I answered probably much more than you bargained for.
Well, that's okay.
Okay. All right. But the good news is that you can go out and get catnip in Michigan or any of the other 49 states, and you will not be arrested.
Well, that's good to know.
Pardon me?
That is really good to know.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our phone, I love that question. Our phone number is 866-55-4PETS. Such a busy program. We talk about an early test for kidney disease, which actually could save your cat, potentially your dog's life as well, and talk about a new kind of bacteria that can transmit Lyme disease. Yuck! And more of your phone calls at 866-554-PETS.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
There's a new flu called canine influenza threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com. to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. So I've talked on the radio so often about Lyme disease and tick disease in general, which is, hear me now, it is an epidemic in America. Now, this is 2016, and in 2014, I think, is when I began to say, you are going to hear more in the media about this. It turns out I was unfortunately right. One of the places is the CDC said, shortly after I began talking about it, not because I began talking about it, but the Centers for Disease Control said, oops, turns out there's 10 times more Lyme in people than we have been saying. So right there, the media said, oh, well, this is interesting. And the media is gradually paying more attention to Lyme. Chronic Lyme, does it exist or not, or what that definition is, has become very controversial on the human side. On the animal side, it's kind of simple. On the animal side, and dogs are a predictor of Lyme in people, really. They're a sentinel out there. So where there is Lyme in dogs, there is going to be Lyme in people. The thing is, with dogs, we can do more to protect them than we can ourselves. And it's kind of simple. There's a test, and veterinarians pay attention to that test. And if the test shows the dog has Lyme, veterinarians typically go ahead and treat. No more questions asked. Protection, well, pretty easy. There are some great products out there. We've talked about these products quite frequently on the air that protect either the spot-on products or a chewable that your dog can enjoy. And it protects quite significantly, but not perfectly, against tick disease transmission. If you want to make it perfect against Lyme, if you live in, and it's called endemic areas, in other words, where there's a lot of Lyme, the answer is still pretty simple. Then there's a vaccine that's available to protect your dog. So you've got the vaccine and you have the other products. And combined, it is, I don't know if anything's perfect, but it's pretty close to that. With people, you get recommendations like wear long sleeves. Don't go in the forest if you know there are ticks there. I mean, there really is, you know, cut away the bushes from your house, all of which is helpful to know and all of which is helpful. However, we can't do as much to protect ourselves as we can our dogs. And it turns out scientists have now discovered, so there is one bacterium that scientists said had been responsible for Lyme. Well, it turns out there's now another. Now, it's only so far been identified in a few states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and I think South Dakota might be the other. But the thing about Lyme is it does, and they haven't looked to see whether it's in other states yet. They will, but it doesn't matter. It eventually will go to other states. That's the thing about Lyme. It's spreading like crazy all over America. So my message is this. First of all, if it occurs in people, it likely occurs in dogs too. So this other bacterium that causes somewhat different symptoms in people may also cause additional symptoms in dogs. We just don't know that. But again, it's all about protection and avoiding it in the first place. So it's unfortunate we're not at the point where we should be for people. I bet if I talk to you exactly 1 year from now, there will be word that a vaccine is in progress. 2 years from now, we'll probably have a vaccine for people to protect against Lyme. I'm really that Lyme is that much of an issue. where the scientists really are working on it, and I'm certain that you're going to see that happen. Well, we don't have to wait 2 years for our dogs. We can protect them right now. We can do it today. And I will tell you, as the weather begins to warm up, I mean, we think, well, at least in some parts of the country, you're listening to me and it's still pretty cold outside and you're thinking, I could wait another month. Well, you can if you want to take the chance. The reality is that many of the tick species, including the one that transmits Lyme disease most often, they become active if it's 28, 30 degrees, 35 degrees out. It doesn't need to be 70 degrees outside for these ticks to become active. So now, if you have stopped protection or haven't started protection, now is the time to start.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody
to lean on. I hate it when people tie up their dogs. You go to a local coffee place, right? Or a local convenience store. You want to bring your dog with you. I get that. I mean, we don't spend enough time with our dogs. But then you're taking the walk with that dog. It could be 90 degrees out. It could be 90 below zero, or at least it seems in Minnesota or Michigan, right? And you tie your dog to a bicycle rack or a street sign or something. Those dogs are stolen all the time. Hopefully not to your dog, but it happens all the time. Or the dog just gets loose and runs off with that hanging leash going bounce, 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 bounce down the street, potentially getting hit by a car. Again, hopefully not to your dog, but it really does happen. I hate it when people do that. Well, now there's an interesting idea, perhaps an alternative to all that. It's called Dog Parker, and the founder and CEO of the company, Chelsea Brownridge, is here. Chelsea, is this why you created this product, which you do need to explain to us as well what the Dog Parker is?
Sure, yeah. I think you perfectly outlined the problem. I have a dog. I live in Brooklyn, New York. I have a dog, a rescue named Winston, and everything you're describing is a daily battle. And I see so many dogs tied up in New York City, and I get it. There's so many places that you can't bring your dog, but you want to lead an active lifestyle with your dog and have them out and about in the city. But they can't go with you everywhere. I refused to tie my dog up for all the reasons you said, and I kept finding myself leaving him home alone on a weekend day because I happened to be going one place where he couldn't come with me. And so he had to miss out on an entire day of walking around the city and going to parks because I would happen to pop in and need to pop into a place he couldn't go. So that was the inspiration for Dog Parker. And what Dog Parker is they are single occupancy dog houses that we place on the sidewalk right outside of stores where you can't bring your dog. And when I say smart dog house, they are truly smart. They have temperature monitoring and control, webcams inside so we can monitor dogs at all times. They work on a membership-based card, so only members that have proven vaccinations are able to use the Dog Parker, and their membership card is what gives them access to the network around the city.
So let's
have daily maintenance to make sure that that the Dog Parkers are clean and maintaining a healthy environment for all of our members.
So I want people to be able to picture what this is. It's like the old-style doghouse in a way. It's a box that opens with this special card, so someone who wants to take your dog cannot get in. Can they literally lift the box off the street, or is it too heavy?
No, they're bolted down, so no one can take the box. And you're right, they look like it is a doghouse. The actual structure that we use is a doghouse that's already on the market, and what we've done is we've customized it for our use.
So I have some questions for you. What about infectious disease? I mean, we have our dog in there, but we don't know that the dog beforehand didn't have the dog flu, or worse, something like distemper.
Yeah, so we require, like I said, distemper is one of the things on the list of vaccinations that our dogs must get. And so the first thing we do is we require vaccinations. So every dog that's in there is up to date on their vaccinations. And then the other thing we do is we clean them on a daily basis. And that's the same rules that both boarding facilities and doggy daycares follow when taking on care of your animal. But one thing we're super excited about is while we think so far all of that has led to absolutely no reports of dogs getting sick or getting injured within a dog parker, we're going to take it a step further, and we're already looking into self-cleaning technology and UVC sanitation lights that can go off in between each visit to ensure a complete safe environment. And we're very excited to put that in our next version.
That would be very cool. And in fact, if you can create that technology inside my house, that would even be better.
a lot of public restrooms around and bigger cities have been using that technology for a long time to create a better environment. So the fun thing about what we're doing is that there's technology out there that can answer a lot of these questions. And so we're really excited to keep improving the Dog Parker and adding new features to again, make this 100% a truly safer option than, of course, tying your dog up outside, which we hate to see.
Now, right now you're only in Brooklyn, but the idea is to expand around the country?
Yeah, and it's interesting. When you wrote about it in Chicago, Chicago is one of the top places on our list because Chicago is one of the few cities in the world, actually, where it is illegal to tie your dog up outside of a store. And I think that's extremely progressive of Chicago to see all the risks involved. And I hope more cities will follow that and enforce it.
A pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate it. For further information and to see what these look like, Chelsea, where can people go?
Yeah, dogparker.com. You'll see lots of pictures. We've done really fun videos with Good Day New York, and Bark Post wrote about us. So you can read about us more on those channels, all of which you can link to on dogparker.com.
Interesting idea. I love technology, and this is all about that. Thank you very much, Chelsea.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
Your phone calls next, 866-554-PETS.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
On the telephone now in South Carolina, Susan, you're up first. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you, Steve. So what's your question?
Well, I am getting ready to redo my will, and my husband is deceased. We have no children, but I have... five rescue pets, and I've always had rescue pets.
Good for you.
And I had talked with my vet yesterday about leaving some of my money to an organization in South Carolina, and he suggested the Humane Society in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand may have some suggestions also.
Oh, sure. You know, local, sure. I mean, listen, if you're involved with a local shelter, that is always, 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 if you like the shelter, a good thing to do.
Right.
Local rescue, if you're into breed rescue. So if you have a favorite breed, boxers, beagles, whatever it might be, breed rescue can always use the money for every, and I'm making up these numbers, but this is about what it is. I mean, no one has exact numbers. But for every $10 spent on dog research to study health issues for dogs, about 50 cents is spent on cats. And it's way out of balance. I don't know why. I do know that cats are the most popular pet in America. It shouldn't be this way, but it is. So definitely the Wynn Feline Foundation, if you want to help cats.
Yes,
if you're interested in the human-animal bond, and if you're interested in helping dogs and cats, and also helping, for example, when Katrina was hit.
Yes.
In Haiti more recently.
Right.
The American Humane Association, American Humane, AmericanHumane.org, would be the website for American Humane, would be a great organization. The thing about American Humane that I like so much is they're not extreme. You know, there are one or two organizations out there, and some pretend to be sort of mainstream, but I doubt they think like you think.
Right.
You know, they're really, and I'm, listen, no one is more pro-animal welfare than me, but let's not take it to an extreme, you know? Let's not give up our personal rights for the rights of dogs. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me. Or let's not change the wording so they're not called pets anymore, or we don't own them anymore. And the unintended consequence of that, for example, which one organization is for, the unintended consequence is that way then veterinarians will be subject to lawsuits. They would need insurance, which costs a lot of money.
Right.
They'd hike the price of everything, and we wouldn't be able to afford veterinary care. You know, so these organizations that are extreme, and there are a few of them out there I'm not a fan of. You know, and American Humane thinks pretty much like most Americans do. They want to benefit animals, for example, for farm animals. They want to do everything they possibly can, and they do, to benefit the welfare of farm animals. But they don't want to put farms out of existence.
Right.
What good is that?
Right.
You know, so that's my little speech, but American Humane would be a great organization to help. You know, what I love about this call is you're thinking in it, you know, you're doing something that we all should do, and,
right.
and you're thinking about the animals, and how can I not love that? So I'm grateful for that.
You.
But you have to make me one promise.
I will.
One promise.
Okay.
That you're not going anywhere anytime soon.
I hope not, but we don't have the promise.
Oh, no,
tomorrow.
No, stop, stop. You have to say
that's
I promise.
That's why I'm doing this now.
It's a smart thing to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. And on the other end of the phone, I just heard a, he's clearing his voice. He's ready for radio. Tim in Texas. What's going on?
The question is, how do I get help stopping my dog Emerald from yapping, whining in the car or trying to take her on walks around the neighborhood?
Okay, this is your dog you're talking about. What kind of dog is this?
She's a shepherd retriever mix.
All right, so is she anxious about just going outside in general? Is it walks on a leash around the block as well as car rides? Or is it you putting, even saying to the dog, we're going out, does even at that point your dog get anxious?
It's not, it's an anticipation more than, it's not fear, because she knows when we get in the car, I get the leash, we go in the car, she's either going to Camp Bow Wow or on a walk. And when I get her there, I can't get her in there fast enough. So it's not a fear thing. It's just like, she's like a 5-year-old on a sugar rush.
All right, so she's too excited is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, and that is when she's in the car or when she's even out on a leash for a walk.
If we go in the neighborhood, she knows where every dog in the area is, and she just wants to bark and get them to come out and play.
All right. When we
go,
yes?
There's a duck pond just down the block, and there's a lot of houses around it, and dogs are out yapping all the time. When we get there, she's just yapping all the time, but we walk through a housing complex where she can't see or hear any of those dogs, and she settles down and she walks fine.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a nice problem to have in a sense, although I understand that can drive you kind of crazy. So your dog is simply overexcitable. So let's give your dog an alternative behavior when possible. So when your dog is in the car, is your dog food motivated?
Yes, very much.
Okay. So take a toy like a Kong toy. Those are the hard rubber toys you could buy anywhere online at any pet store also. And stuff some low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese inside. If your dog is busy doing that, going whoop, 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 trying to get the gooey stuff out of there, the hope is that your dog won't be whining or jumping or barking because your dog is so excited because we're going to Camp Bow Wow or wherever you're going. That might work. And the same idea when you're out on a walk with the dog. So bring some treats with. Have your dog pay attention to you. And bring some treats that really taste good, obviously, but also take a while some chewy treats that your dog won't take 30 minutes to sit. You know, you don't want to be out on a walk and your dog sits down and it's not like a piece of rawhide, but something that your dog, a bit more formidable than just a piece of kibble. You know what I mean? That your dog can chew on a while. And the reason why I say that is, again, if your dog is busy chewing, your dog isn't as likely to be pulling and whining and I've got to get over there because your dog's paying attention to you because you have those cookies.
Yeah, which is, the distraction part's good because when we get into a new area where she hasn't been, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
She's so busy trying to explore her surroundings that she forgets about being
right
excited, and she's good to go.
Right, and you will know, and already do know, what those places are, right? So you know now that these places will cause your dog to be super hepped up. And these other places, your dog's going to be so busy sniffing and exploring and may not have the confidence to do all those things or a reason to do all those things because she doesn't know any of the other dogs over there where she's not been before. So you know that going in. And then when you think you're going to be somewhere, whether it be a car ride or whether it be just out on a walk where your dog will be so over uber excited, just do as I said. And at least give it a try and then let me know.
Yeah, what I had tried once that seemed to be working but stopped was we'd go for a walk and I have a pocket full of these little bitty treats. And every time we'd go maybe 10 or 15, 20 yards without her making a sound, I'd give her a treat.
Perfect. Perfect. But your dog may not have yet understood the connection between not making a sound and getting the treat. And what might help is say, good quiet or good shush when you give your dog the treat. And then you could say quiet if your dog goes kind of stir crazy. But the idea is once your dog goes absolutely stir crazy, your dog isn't going to pay attention to you saying quiet. So you've got to kind of catch it as it's about to happen. Give all this a try. Then let me know what happens and we can kind of take it from there. Okay?
I'll give it a go, but I understand it's going to take It'll take a while for the behavior modification to go, though. I understand that.
Yeah, a while, but not forever. I mean, this is something that's not going to take 3 months or 6 months. If you're consistent, it also depends on how often you go to these places where your dog gets excited. So if you go every day and if you're consistent about doing what I've described every day, it'll happen a lot faster. If you go twice a year, yeah, it'll take a while. But this is not one of those. There are some things that do take forever. And people have to be patient. This is not one of them. Your dog should catch on. Give it a try. Let me know what happens, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Coming up next, our email question of the week. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. And this is a question I get every once in a while. A dog who's worried about some noise, any noise or series of noises that are common occurrences in the house. What do you do about that? I will explain next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
There's a new flu called canine influenza, threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So rabies is one of those things that is really around the world. And in America, we deal with it quite differently than, say, China. And this is just the truth about how they deal with it out in the countryside. Maybe not in the big cities, but in the countryside, what they do is they round up all the dogs, or at least as many as they can get, and shoot them. They don't test them to see if they have rabies first. They just know it's a problem, so they shoot as many dogs as they can. We've come up with a better solution in America. We vaccinate our dogs and our cats for rabies. But rabies still exists in America. In fact, you'll be surprised next week when we talk about it at the number of cases there really are of rabies in dogs and cats and other animals that also carry rabies. Interesting conversation next week with Dr. Richard Ford.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my 8-year-old Papillon Yorkshire Terrier mix shakes whenever my wife uses the electric oven or indoor grill. There's no sound sometimes, but she still shakes. What can we do? From Andy in Florida. Well, you might not hear a sound, and you wrote sometimes, so I don't know what that means, but you might not hear a sound, but your dog might, because dogs hear higher frequencies far better than we can comprehend. That's the first thing. And secondly, your dog may be the smell or the odor or whatever it is, and it doesn't really much matter. So here's what I want you to do. I want your wife to use the electric oven or indoor grill with you, if possible, distracting the dog at the other side of the house. You could do that playing a game with the dog. You could put something inside a toy like low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese, something that will keep your dog occupied, something that your dog loves to do. And do it on the other side of the house, as I said, far away. You know, dogs aren't very good at multitasking. So if you can get your dog to concentrate on doing something else, your dog won't be worried about it. Now, what's a long-term solution? That's really not a long-term solution. What if you're not home? So what I want you to do the next time she uses it is, instead of the other side of the house, kind of halfway on the other side of the house, somewhere that's a bit closer to the kitchen. And you get closer and closer and closer. Also, whenever she goes to use the product, the dog gets a treat. So whenever she goes to use, what is it, the indoor grill or the electric oven, the dog gets a treat. So what we're doing is we're doing two things at the same time. We're counter-conditioning the dog. We're conditioning the dog to think, oh, the oven goes on, and now something really good happens. And we're desensitizing the dog at the same time. So it's classic dog training, and it really does work. So give that a try. If it doesn't work, email me back. Or any of you can email me your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, something I'm a champion for, a new test to determine if your cat or your dog is going to or has developed kidney disease before you actually see the symptoms. This is actually life-changing.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Hey!
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Roberta Relford is the chief medical officer for IDEX, the diagnostic lab. And this is exciting news. In fact, I would call it a game changer. Kidney disease, in fact, is really common, which we'll talk about, in cats especially, but dogs too.
Kidney disease occurs very commonly in 1 in 10 dogs, and 1 in 3 cats will get kidney disease sometime in their life.
1 in 3. I just want to make a point of that because that's millions of cats. And in fact, at some point, so if your cat lives long enough, here's how I've put it, and you tell me if I'm right. If your cat lives long enough, great, but your cat then is likely to have some sort of kidney disease.
That's exactly right. You said that perfectly. And so what IDEXX has been able to do is, the problem we've had before now is we weren't able to identify the kidney disease until over 75% of the kidney was lost. Now
that doesn't sound good. I mean, it's good that it was identified, but 75% lost in function, the reason why they're coming in, the cat owners, is because they've noticed a change in behavior. Their cat just isn't doing great.
Again, you're absolutely right. Those cats usually have lost weight or they're sick and their disease is very advanced. But now with IDEXX SDMA, the disease can be caught much earlier. And as early as only a 40% loss, that still seems like a lot, but much better than 75%. And in some cases, as early as 23%.
And at that point, at 40%, which is nothing you want, but even at 40% loss and 23% loss, the cat's quality of life at that point is okay. It's fine.
Yes. Usually those animals, those pets are still very healthy. They still have a good appetite. They oftentimes can look totally normal to the pet owner. And that's why it's important for the animals to be checked, just like with us in getting our cholesterol checked, going back to your heart disease example. Having their kidneys evaluated early on in life to identify if they're having some problems is very important.
Early on and frequently, I suspect, because changes can happen just like they do with our cholesterol.
Exactly. So having it, going to the veterinarian and having their SDMA check is going to be a new standard of care that is now available that hasn't been available in the past.
So we've used this term a couple times, these four letters, SDMA. What exactly is that? What is this test?
This is a new test. It's a long word, so it's abbreviated. It's a symmetric dimethyl arginine, and so we call it SDMA. And it is a natural substance that's in the body that the body makes that we have been able to develop an assay that we can measure in dogs and cats, and we have validated it for dogs and cats. And it's been around for a long time, but it just has not been, the test has not been adapted for dogs and cats. And it's now available to all veterinarians. IDEXX has put it into all of their blood work profiles.
So this is a simple blood test. That's
yes.
All it is.
Yes, absolutely.
So
yes.
This is not anything invasive. And cats, hopefully, going to the veterinarian, are going to get the blood work anyway. So this is just an addition.
Yes, it's just as simple as getting a cholesterol checked. It's just as simple. They just take a blood test, send it to the IDEXX laboratory, and they can get the SDMA, and they can determine whether or not there's any kidney dysfunction.
Now, it seems to me to be common sense almost that an early diagnosis is a good thing. Can you talk about that?
Well, it seems to reason that you wouldn't want to wait till 75% of your kidneys are gone before you start instituting some type of management. So it would really it is behooving. The veterinarian can do a lot of things at that early stage. They can look for an underlying cause. If they find something that's treatable, they can go ahead and treat it then. They can start managing that patient appropriately to help reserve whatever kidney function that they do have left.
And lots of things come to mind, lots more than we even have time for, but there's a link between hyperthyroid disease and kidney disease. So this is maybe a red flag for potential hyperthyroid, also for potential high blood pressure, which is more common in cats than we ever talk about.
You're correct there. And so one of the things that you want to do if you have find a cat that's got an increased SDMA is to check their blood pressure to see if they do have a high blood pressure and to check their thyroid and see what is the status of their thyroid.
So this is a red flag potentially for other disease processes beside kidney disease that you can catch early as well.
That is correct. So finding it early, it really helps the veterinarian to provide a better quality of care for that pet, and then that pet can live a longer and more quality life having this information.
And speaking of which, is there a place where people can go for more information?
They can go to pethealthnetwork.com and they can find all the information they need to know about kidney disease and SDMA.
It's something you don't think about very often, but it is an important topic. Rabies, that's next week on this show.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalk Radio,